smile.
All right, welcome back to it. We get back to the conversation now. And, you know, when you talk about classical education, it's being pushed more and more these days. What does it mean? And what does it mean for young people that are getting into a classical education? My next guest is Dr. Katie O'Toole, Assistant Provost at Hillsdale. Dr. O'Toole, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So these classical charter schools, I see them coming up more and more often. I see people discussing them. That being rolled out as an educational plan for kids in elementary school, for example, that's where they start. What is it, first of all? What is a classical education? Define it for me.
Yeah, good question. Well, in the Hillsdale Classical Schools, kids are receiving the education that our American founders received. They're studying a liberal arts curriculum. They're not focusing toward a particular career. Instead, they're becoming well-rounded, virtuous human beings so that when they become adults, they can make a good decision about what to do with themselves.
So classical education, you're talking about reading, writing, arithmetic, reading actual literature. Studying things,
absolutely,
learning about Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and Abraham Lincoln and the Constitution, those sorts of crazy ideas.
Yeah, those crazy things. If you walk through one of these schools, it's the education that my grandparents were getting.
Right.
It's the education that almost all Americans were getting a couple of generations ago.
Yeah.
So you'll see kids diagramming sentences. They write in cursive. They learn Latin. The teachers are knowledgeable people who have, you know, gone to college, gone to graduate school to study the thing that they're teaching. It's a very exciting.
It's a very exciting way to go, and it is new. Well, it's not new, but it's being reintroduced. It's new to a lot of folks these days. And so the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, looking at this as well, what can you tell me about her observations and her interest?
Yeah, well, she was kind enough to visit one of our schools last week. And so I toured Founders Classical Academy of Schertz, which is in San Antonio, Texas, with her. And she spent a good 2 hours at the school sitting in on classes and getting to see this classical education at work.
I think we need to explain something here, Katie, because I think I'd be remiss if I did not. And that is that Hillsdale College is involved in this process. And I don't think I explained that very well off the top, but Hillsdale College, your college, is working to create these classical education centers around the country, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, we have an outreach project called the Barney Charter School Initiative. And the Barney Charter School Initiative was started about 10 years ago, and its mission is to assist in the founding of classical charter schools across the country, working with local groups who want to see this type of education in their community. And then after the schools are started, we help them become excellent. We've got 22 schools in 11 states. In fall of this year, we'll be adding 2 or 3 more. And we've just gotten applications from another 12 groups for 2021 and 2022.
So for anybody listening right now, and you want your kids or your grandkids to benefit from a classical education with the backing of Hillsdale College, this is the conversation you want to pay attention to. And Katie, where would people find out more about this?
Well, you can go to the Hillsdale College website. You can look up the Barney Charter School Initiative. And if you think that you'd like to have a school in your area, you can email us at charterschools@hillsdale.edu. We've got people who are experienced school founders who can talk you through the early stages of the process, and we'd love to help.
And so tell me, what was the feedback from Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education, when she visited that school here just recently?
Well, she was she's a very pleasant person, and she said she's all ears. She said, "I'm here to learn." So we took her through 3 classrooms. We watched kindergartners learning to read. The way that literacy is done in these schools is really effective and really exciting to watch. We watched some third graders doing math battles, and then we stepped into an 8th grade American history class where the students were learning about the Northwest Ordinance. She shook the hand of every student that she met individually, and she then went into a roundtable discussion with parents and students in which she learned all about parental involvement in the school, American classical education, and how this way of educating kids turns them into people who are able to read, write, and speak. So the kids did a great job, the parents did a great job, and I think she was impressed.
Dr. Katie O'Toole here, Assistant Provost for K through 12 at Hillsdale, and I greatly appreciate you being here. Again, the Barney Charter School Initiative is out there creating these charter schools, classical education, teaching people the basics, the foundation, the building blocks of thinking for yourself, not what to think, but how to think. And that's really the key. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think that our country is crying out for not a new idea related to education, but a return to the old ideas that have always worked. I think we know that in this country, we know how to do it right. And what these schools are doing is allowing any public school student to have a high-quality education.
And there you go. Well, I greatly appreciate you being here, and you can come back anytime and talk about this, and we can dig deeper, because I think it's what you're doing is very important, and it's a good seed to plant, because it'll bear good fruit. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Katie O'Toole here from Hillsdale on the program. I want to get to this other story that is just breaking across the country. Audio of Michael Bloomberg at a retreat about 4.5 years ago in late 2015, talking about crime and the challenges of crime and those that are the perpetrators of crime, criminals in America, because he says they fit one basic MO. He's been picking up a lot of momentum, has Michael Bloomberg. But this could be very problematic for him. It's bite number 10 with Michael Bloomberg talking about crime and criminals in America today. Bite 10. Go.
95% of your murders and murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male minorities, 15 to 25. That's true in New York. It's true in virtually every city. And that's where the real crime is. You've got to get the guns out of the hands of the people that get killed. So you've got to, if you want to spend the money, put a lot of cops in the street, put those cops where the crime is, which means in the minority neighborhood. So it's one of the unintended consequences is people say, oh my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana. They're all minorities. Yes. That's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in the minority neighborhoods. Yes, that's true. Why we do it? Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them against the wall and frisk them. And then they say, oh, I don't want that. I don't want to get caught. So they don't bring the gun. They may still have a gun, but they leave it at home.
So let me pull out the parts. It's hard to hear. I understand. Xerox the description of the criminals and pass around to the police, because they're all the same, male minorities, 16 to 25. We put all the police in these neighborhoods because that's where all the crime is. Just throw them up against the wall and frisk them. That's how you'll find the guns. That's how you'll find the guns. All right, quick break. Michael Bloomberg, going to have to answer for that. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
What would you do if you walked into a store and found that nothing had a price tag on it? Would you just blindly hand over your credit card and hope for the best? I don't think you would. And yet that's pretty much what you're doing with your retirement accounts. Hey, it's Steve Gruber. You see, the companies that manage your accounts are charging you fees. They subtract those fees from your account balance. You probably didn't even realize it. But over the life of those accounts, that can mean tens of thousands of dollars being moved out of your account and into theirs. So what can you do about it? You can call Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at 517-323-7526 for what they call a GPS meeting. They'll see where you are and show you how much you're losing. There's no charge. This is just one of the complimentary services Bruce and Michael offer WJIM listeners. So call today, 517-323-7526 to schedule your GPS meeting or visit MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Steve Gruber was compensated for this ad. Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.